It was on the morning of Laetare Sunday, 1976, that Martin Franzmann died. The congregation at Resurrection Lutheran Church in Cambridge was singing Jesu meine Freude at the time. Laetare, that is, Rejoice Sunday, was an appropriate day for Martin's home going. From the psalm verse of the introit and of the gradual for Laetare Sunday, we hear, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Martin Franzmann, we may refer to him by the name given to him in his baptism, Martin was an artist with words. He was the epitome of that artist whom Luther sought in the mid-1520s when he called for hymn writers for the evangelical cause. Martin's hymns will bear his name into every generation. Once it was asserted to him, you will be remembered in your hymns more than in any other work. His simple reply, doubtless you are right. He shied away from grimness, but not the cross. His artistry with words did not mean that they were always smooth and easy. He himself observed that he sometimes liked to use words which possessed angularity, that expressed that cross, both the radical nature of God's judgment and of his grace. These were words that stuck in the consciousness. Martin was a gentle man, slow to criticize. He once observed, criticism is the adventure of a soul among masterpieces. Nevertheless, there were occasions for criticism, and none more urgent than in the age of modern hymnody, especially with what he called ersatz hymns. Ersatz is a German word. Perhaps the best way to describe it is to inform you that during World War II, the German people had to resort to ersatz coffee. It was not the genuine article, and it was temporary. And so Martin's response to these hymns, there's always been a terrible fascination in ersatz, especially for a sick church, a church grown so languid that it cannot hear the live, bear to live in the tension of the last days. And so we have, instead of the splendid picture of the church universal making a full-throated, joyful noise unto the Lord, the picture of the weary church sitting in a padded pew, weeping softly and elegantly into a lace handkerchief. And the amazing thing is how eloquent men can grow in defense of this shoddy ersatz hymnody. They begin by criticizing the good hymns as hard to sing. One might ask in return, why must a hymn be easy? Who has ever said that it should be easy? The fact that there is an amazing agreement on the part of hymnodists and musicians in all parts of the church as to what constitutes a good hymn counts for little with these critics. The hymnodist's passion for perfection is viewed with suspicion as a sort of professional snobbery and is usually countered with, I don't know much about it, but I know what I like. That is really the ultimate snobbery. To pit my piping, squeaking little ego against all the good gifts that God has given his church, it is worse than snobbery. It is ingratitude. End quote. The trumpet seems far too demonstrative an instrument to delight the likes of Martin Franzmann. He was a quiet, gentle man, not a brassy creature at all. Yet his writing is lively, as brilliant to the reader as any trumpet is to the hearer. Yes, he liked trumpets, especially God's trumpet, a trumpet none could silence or mistake. One of his most extended references to trumpets is in a sermon with the curious title, Ha Ha Among the Trumpets, which is also the title of a book, a collection of sermons. The sermon was preached here at Concordia Seminary for graduation in 1956. The title has reference to a passage in the book of Job which describes a war horse which cannot stand still when the trumpet sounds. And thus Martin described it in these words: the horse whose neck is clothed with thunder, the glory of whose nostrils is terrible, who paweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength, who mocketh at fear, who swalloweth the ground with rage and fear. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha. There is then in Martin's writing about the horse that litany-like refrain, ha ha, among the trumpets. It is with that refrain that our readings will punctuate the sound of Martin's trumpets for God, his hymns of rejoicing and doxologies. And now, today, in our times, God's trumpet calls, in the words of Martin, summoning us to such an alleluia to God, calling us to a glad and resolute hallelujah, a ha ha among the trumpets, not summoning us to any easy, smiling optimism, to any easy and shallow exposure of our teeth. He is calling us to give heed to that which triumphs over death and gives us the victory. He is calling us to give ear to the trumpet call of God and to cry, ha ha, among the trumpets.
Thank you. the trumpet of God has sounded. One long, sonorous arabesque of sound which broke upon the midnight air when the angels brought good tidings of great joy to shepherds. And all the hosts of heaven made melody when the glory of the Lord shone around them. A trumpet call that rose with a swell and a surge as of the sound of many waters to rend the veil of the temple and to shake the earth to open all men's graves when our Lord was crucified and rose again. And that trumpet call is for us. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This trumpet call bids you snuff that Easter air, that air from which our Lord upon the cross has swept away all the dank and poisonous vapors of sin, all the miasma of mortality. It bids you scent that eternal air and stamp that Easter cloven ground and to stand in triumph on your graves and to cry, ha, ha.
Thank you.
that blast reverberates through all the valleys of time and place, and all the trumpet calls that we shall hear in all our ministry are but echoes and repercussions of that one triumphant blast. We shall hear the trumpets of God. We shall hear the cutting rigor of the stern and deep-throated trumpet call to repentance. Draw near to God, for he has drawn near to you. Turn ye, turn ye, turn from yourselves and your sin and your contorted revolt against your God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. And with it at once we shall hear the melody of mercy, the silver solace of the trumpet of the forgiveness of our God, that trumpet which breathes the cross and tells us it is finished, and spells out for us with every silver tone, thy sins be forgiven thee. That trumpet in both its tones with resolute rejoicing say, ha ha among these trumpets of God.
Thank you.
And with the sounding of these trumpets, there is released also the eternal music, brave and resonant and pure, of love, the love which never faileth. It is the love of God that does not find but creates the object of its love, that love at work upon us, in us, and through us, to make our ministry a ministry like his who came to minister and give his life a ransom for many. Greet that trumpet call with a reckless, self-giving love that rejoices to spend and be spent, and thus speak your ha-ha to that trumpet of God.
Himself has promised us the Holy Spirit to enable us to answer this call, to say ha ha to this trumpet, even though it may mean danger, even though it may mean death. And this Holy Spirit will enable us to do what we can never do, to confess the truth. This Spirit of our God will give us ears to hear another trumpet tone, the pure and valid tones of the simplicity of truth, among the whine and chatter of half-truths, twisted truths, and lies. We must greet that trumpet too with a brave ha-ha, and who is sufficient for that? But there is still another trumpet, resounding sonorous tones of strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. And with that trumpet tone in our ears, we know that we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. One little word, Jesus is Lord, can fell him. He will flee from us. Give ear to the marching beat of this trumpet, of the power, of the mastery of God's own might, and greet it with a bold ha ha.
Satan has his trumpet too. The trumpet of Satan can really sound only retreat and defeat. Satan is a master of the deceptive rear guard action, and he is a very tricky trumpeter. He can make his retreat sound like a very taking and attractive thing for our poor, deafened and deceivable ears. And our beguiled wits are so often fools for his trumpeting. To say ha-ha to God's trumpets amid the competing blasts of Satan become a struggle and an agony, an act of will. Satan has other trumpets too, tootling, pleasant trumpets of distraction, procrastination, and delay. He has one that plays an easy, lilting, and seductive melody entitled, "A Man's Gotta Relax Sometime." Satan convinces us with this trumpet that easy fun is better than strenuous joy. And so he makes of the war horses of God fat and broken winded jades. Or he lulls us with the soporific sameness of the trumpets of routine and monotony. He has trumpets that speak both to the lazy and to the industrious. Pray continually for the given gift, for the present benison of the trumpet call of God. Show us wondrous things out of thy word. O Father, let me see thy Father's face. O set the horn once more to thy tremendous lips and blow, triumphant trumpeter, beat down, blast out this nether music of temptation and despair. Set all thine everlasting hills a-rolling with the reverberant and brazen glory of thy victorious cry. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah, and ha-ha to that trumpet too. Thank you.
the quietness of nothing, in the silence of chaos, God raised to his lips the trumpet of his Spirit and blew the melody of creation. Light and life, man and woman, the pure song of God in atoms and molecules, in leaf and fir, rock and sea, flesh and bone, the clear song of God all shimmering, so beautiful and clean and pure, it almost hurt to hear it. Sun and moon, stars and planets, flowers and trees, Adam, Eve, and angels, a mighty chorus adoring God. Then a strange, false, and ugly note crept in, from a whisper to a roar in mankind's ears. God is not true, sang that cracked, rasping voice. And man and woman took up the chorus, almost drowning out the adoring by creation of her God. In the awful noise of that hateful, lying choir, God raised again the trumpet of his Spirit and blew a note of life and hope so clear that in Chaldea's dusty plain, the heart of shepherd Abraham vibrated with the melody and followed faithfully the leading of God's song. Put all his trust, his future, his hope in the sound of God's song. So from that shepherd's faithful following, there arose again a chorus of men and women, judges, prophets, kings, and people of the land, joining the voices of their hearts with sun and moon, stars and planets, flowers and trees, men, women, and angels, a mighty chorus adoring God. Sing, Joseph and Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Deborah, Barak. Sing, Hannah, Samuel and David, Amos and Hosea, Isaiah and Jeremiah. Sing, O people of the Hebrews, sound forth to the whole earth. Tell the mighty story of love and peace. Invite your brothers and sisters from the earth. Bid them sing the melody so beautiful, it almost hurts to hear it. A mighty chorus adoring God. Again, that strange and false and ugly note crept in, from a whisper to a roar in Israel's ears. God is not true, sang that cracked, rasping voice. And men and women took up that hateful monotone, almost drowning out the adoring by creation of her God. In the awful racket of that tormented, lying choir, God raised again the trumpet of his Spirit and blew a note of love and hope so pure that Blessed Mary, Virgin Fair, quivered with the melody and followed faithfully the leading of God's song. My soul doth magnify the Lord, she sang. In Bethlehem she sang in harmony with shepherds glad, with angels glad and shepherds scared. God's song, God's son. The new Adam come to seek God's singers, to teach us all to sing the adoring of the Father. Sing, John, James, Andrew, and Peter. Sing, demon-tortured soul and grieving parent. Sing, you poor, deaf and dumb, blind and lame. Sing the song of God's love. sing with all creation a mighty chorus adoring God. But yet again, that cracked and croaking note crept in. God is not true, it sang, and joining in the monotone, mankind took up the lying words, in time with the drum beats of hammers on nails, they killed God's song, God's son, and nearly drowned the adoring by creation of her God. The King of Love raised once again the trumpet of his spirit and blew a blast so strong it rolled the ceiling stone away from death's silencing door and raised again God's song, God's son, to life. Around him gathered then the broken-voiced, broken-spirited few. He taught the key to God's song, the pitch, the rhythm, and the notes he taught. Received the Holy Spirit, the very song of God's trumpet he gave them, and sent them forth to sing the song of God in every corner of the Father's earth, and as they went, he went with them. In their heart making melody, the chorus swelling from 11 to a multitude no one can count, singing to this day the clear song of God so loving and so full of hope, it almost hurts to hear it. Sun and moon, stars and planets, flowers and trees, Church of Christ and angels in heaven, a mighty chorus adoring God. And still, that strange, false, ugly note creeps in. God is not true. It sings in cracked and rasping voice, and men and women take up the chorus, almost drowning out the adoring by creation of her God. O God, take up again. O take again the trumpet none can silence or mistake, and blow once more for us and all the world to hear, living and clear, the haunting melody of your spirit, and teach us once again to sing the song of God.
Thank you.
And we do not hope gropingly or blindly, with the trumpet of patience and with the horn of hope, there come also the rolling tones of the horns of revelation. We are given eyes of the heart enlightened to know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance which God has provided for us. And thus the fanfare and the flourishes of the trumpets of eternity are ringing in our ears, even here and now. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, snuff the air of that eternal dawn, and stamp that conquered ground, that earth where God's will shall be perfectly done as it is done in heaven. Oh, snuff that air and stamp that ground and greet those horns with a brave ha-ha. The God of hope fill you with all joy in believing. And before we have done with our prayer, and beyond what we ask, and clearer than we could conceive, his trumpet sounds once more. Or rather, we know to our shame and to our joy that his trumpets have not failed, we have failed. That blast of God was ringing round us all the while. And so we breathe again, we repentant sinners, and the air we breathe is charged with the joy of God and all his angels, their joy at one sinner who repents. And the broken down, sway-backed, jaded nag of our forgetful, sorry, fretful self becomes again the war horse of God, who snuffs the air and tamps the ground and cries, "Ha ha," among the trumpets.